Good to see you all again. We got to see a lot of you yesterday, didn't we? Yeah. I have a book to share with you this morning. And this morning's gospel lesson is from the Gospel of Luke. And it's kind of, you've heard different, what they call parables. And parables are stories Jesus used to kind of example to us, kind of a different kind of story, so we could maybe understand that, right? And you all have heard me talk about mustard seeds, right? Because that's what we were talking that you all were, right? Mustard seeds, right? That's the name of the Sunday school or Saturday school group that goes in gardens. Well, this is a book called The Tiny Seed. And I really like it. It's by Eric Carle. And he talks about this seed and it being autumn. And that's the season in which we're in right now, where the wind is blowing and the rain is coming and the leaves are coming off the trees. And this seed starts out in the wind and blows in the wind and catches in the wind and just travels. And then it travels, and several of the seeds travel so high, they go toward the sun. And a couple of the seeds go so close to the sun, they burn up. But several don't, right? And then there are some that blow and blow and blow. See, there's the sun. And then they blow and they get in the tops of mountains and snow and ice. And they get stuck, and they freeze, right? And then there's some, see the fish? Yeah, see the fish? Some of the seeds blow and blow and blow, and they go in the ocean, right? And they get tossed all around. And there's some that get blown all over and into the desert. You see the prickly cactus up there in the desert? Yeah. And then, what's that?
A bird.
Yeah, there's a bird that gets a hold of the seed, right? And then, but there's more seeds that keep blowing and blowing and blowing, right? Until one day, after autumn, is winter. And so the seed lands in this, on the soil, and then the snow starts to fall on top of it, right? And then what happens? The snow thaws, and then things start to sprout because, just like you've seen in the garden, they start to grow, right? Now it's spring. We start to see, somebody is going to step on one of the plants. Oh boy. But they missed that one, right? Because they're playing around in the yard. Oh, and then there's still growing. There's another seed, but it's growing great big with a flower. It's starting to get a flower on it. You see that out in the garden too with the marigolds, right? Oh, and then there's a boy that picks the flower and gives it to his friend. That's always nice to share your flowers like that. But look at that. That is a great big flower, right? Look at the house. You see the house? See how big that's grown? See the people? Who would have thought that that would have grown that big? But it got all the right kind of nutrients and all the right kind of love. And you see the birds that come and nest and the butterflies that come by and the bees that get the pollen. And it just becomes a beautiful, great, big, beautiful flower. And then what happens? Now it's autumn again, right? And so the flower and the seeds and the leaves start to change. And the seeds get launched into the wind. And then they start on another fabulous journey to become flowers. Again, right? And they sail away, far away in the wind. I think this is a wonderful story for us in that it really examples about you guys. Not just what you're doing in the garden, not just yesterday, but also in your lives, right? Because you get launched season by season in the fall, in the spring, in the winter, and in the summer, and you grow and you flourish. And remember, Marley, when we stood up here and we looked out there, remember what we saw? Yeah, we saw all those different kinds of mustard seeds, didn't we? But they're older mustard seeds. Yeah. But they've grown into tall, tall flowers. Yeah. And they all provide different kinds of nutrition for us. Right? They feed us with love. They feed us with their energy. They feed us with their voice and their song. Yeah. In so many different ways. So I don't want you to lose sight of that this week. You guys might think you're a tiny seed, right? Just blowing in the wind sometimes, maybe without direction. Maybe you feel like, when am I going to land and when am I going to bloom, right? But God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. And that plan involves a big word called persistence. Determination. You hear me, Nick? I know you can understand that word. I know you can understand that word. I know you hear that word. And I know you understand that word. Especially in gymnastics and practicing and all the things that you're involved with. Yeah, persistence. God wants us to be determined and persistent. Okay? So think about that this week. Think about those words, but thinking about being a tiny seed in God's world. Will you pray with me? How do we do that? Good job. Good job. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for nurturing us, for teaching us, for watering our roots and quenching our thirst, for helping us to see what your plan is for us and to land where you would like us to land and to bloom into what you would like us to bloom into. Remind us that you are with us always and in all things. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Good to see you all.
Thank you.